The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes,
country folks can
we country survive. Folks can survive. And that's what we're doing right now all over this great nation of ours. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon radio show. Your less than phenomenal host, James Kelso, here with you for the next hour, and I invite you to call in. This is a great call-in opportunity night because I don't have any Trump event or Trump statement live today. I always would default to going to anything I have from Trump that day. I want to go to that first, and then we can all follow after that. I have no such thing tonight, so this is a great opportunity to call in at 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And I'll put you right on the air. So far, this is our third night together with our new schedule. For some of you who just tuned in, you're wondering, why am I hearing James Kelso on Wednesday night? Well, new schedule, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 8 to 9 my time, Central Time. Monday through Friday, we have an hour together. Live radio. The center focus is Donald Trump. That's why we named this show the Trump Phenomenon way back. You know how time flies. This is 2022. We've been doing this for 7 years. My goodness. My son is only 10 years old, so we must have started when he was 3. And you know, who would have thunk? Well, I thunk this way back then, that Donald Trump would still be the hot topic, and he would still be the white hot focus of history. I thought that back when I was, you know, dumbfounded by the man after he came down the escalator in Trump Tower in June of 2015. But and well, he's not trailing off. It looks as if Donald Trump's greatest years are ahead of him, and the most amazing episodes that we will all see and we will all participate in. Isn't this great? We're all a big family. We are what Donald Trump started calling us. You know, that would be worth going back in his rallies, listening to the rallies. Find that rally in which he started saying, we are one. And what's the next word? Since I picked up on it, he would start his we are, you know, We're a family, we're a nation, we're a people. But he started saying, we are one movement. And he has never varied from that. He hasn't changed the order. He hasn't said, we are one family, one nation, one movement. No, he's always said, we are one movement. Now, I don't know at which rally he began that practice, but he's maintained it ever since. And from that, I have inferred the man's quite intelligent. He's the smartest person in politics I've ever encountered, or smartest. I mean, he towers, and he obviously knows what he's saying. And I have said that Trump's greatest achievement, greater than being elected president in November of 2016, is the creation of the MAGA movement. The only thing he's done that's more important than having gotten elected. And it will remain more important than his maybe his second greatest achievement will not be having been elected in 2016, but having been reelected in 2024. Because in creating the movement, that's what all of us, this is the fun of it, or the hope of it. Fun is kind of the wrong word, isn't it? The hope. That's what we're deriving from Donald Trump. Hope. Just like that song, Big Bad John. You know, when someone shouted, "There's a light up above," that's what, when Donald Trump put his shoulder to those sagging oak timbers in that collapsed mine, to save us, he gave us hope, not fun, hope that we can make it. And in creating the movement, that's the hope, is this movement that he's created that's greater than himself, greater than his presidency. And we're all part of it. That's the, you know, that's the hope that we get, be able to be part of this. Now, one of the things I've, you know, and this movement he's put together, I've used as a theme. I started on Monday night. My theme, which I only realized what my theme was the second night, when I said assembling our team. That's what we're doing, assembling our team. That's what Donald Trump has been doing, assembling our team, finding incredible people and inspiring incredible people to do amazing things. An example I used last night was his new spokesperson, Liz Harrington. My goodness, you've got to look up Liz Harrington. She doesn't have a Wikipedia article. I looked. She's not in there. Now, there could be a couple of explanations. One is she's I don't know how you stay out of Wikipedia. I wish I knew. I'd love to do that. The other is Wikipedia. I think I've detected this. I've looked up a number of really important Patriot events and people. They're not in Wikipedia. They're memory holing over at Wikipedia. I mean, we know the enemy controls Wikipedia. But they're memory holding. I wouldn't be surprised if Liz Harrington has been memory holed. They don't want to cover her because she is so brainy, so bold, so beautiful, such a great pick. They don't want you to know about her. Well, Donald Trump found her, and he has made her his spokesperson. And, you know, I omitted something. I meant to share this with you. It's an important tidbit about assembling our team. What sort of team has Liz Harrington been part of up to her appointment last Tuesday as the Trump spokesperson? Well, small world. I didn't know this about her when I saw her first on TV. She was the editor-in-chief at The War Room. Yes. Stephen K. Bannon's War Room. She was the editor-in-chief. So Steve Bannon, he saw talent too. He saw genius and patriotism in Liz Harrington. So, but now, you know, the circle will be unbroken. Donald Trump, he watches. He must be watching Steve Bannon. He must be noticing Liz Harrington. And so he goes, you know what? I'd like to... Can I get her working on my team? So the team is being assembled. And today, you know, the three people I nominated, sort of our Hall of Heroes. At the head of the Hall of Heroes has to be Donald Trump. But then Steve Bannon, he's got it all. Tucker Carlson, as our departed hero, Rush Limbaugh, would say, dittos, double dittos. And then Wayne Allen Root. These are three that I've put forward as nominees for our Hall of Heroes. And by the way, here's a way you can help me on this show. Call in. If there's someone that you think is in that league, as good as those three that I've missed, put in your nomination. the requirements are pretty stiff. This has to be a person who gets it right on everything. Not most, everything. And then, let's see, what else can we say? Is a great team player. They're effective. Listen, not only do they get it right, but they understand the principle that Donald Trump has exemplified for us for these 7+ years, which is winning. It's very important to win. And it's not, this is not some kind of a commercial proposition or promotional idea. We're in the fight for our lives. We're in a war. The Communist Party of Red China declared war on us openly, admittedly, in statement after statement by their top dictator individuals. We're in a war for our lives. And so this goes back to, maybe one of you can remember, which military figure was it who said something to the effect that there's a quote that winning is everything in war. Probably a number of generals said that. It might be MacArthur. There's no substitute for victory. I think that's the quote I'm remembering. There's no substitute for victory in war. Why would you say that? Well, in a unrestricted war, which is what the Chinese have declared on us, that's their term, unrestricted warfare, comprehensive warfare, covering everything, with everything at stake. In unrestricted warfare, second place is dead. That is not good. You do not want to finish second in an unrestricted war. You must finish first. You must win. And so Donald Trump, he has that in the marrow of his bones. He understands that. He refuses to contemplate anything other than winning. And boy, do we need that in our leader. So if you think of somebody that should be on the list, now here's somebody I think deserves to be on the list, is Alex Jones. And I mean, I put that out there. Alex Jones, he's got it on every issue. And he has shown huge heroism and bravery and determination and refusal to lose. So, but if you come up with other folks that you'd like to put in our Hall of Heroes, please do so. Please call in. Well, here's the number, 512-248-8252. So I want to share with you today. I didn't get anything from Steve Bannon. I watched for his show. He was on his stand-in, said he was on assignment. So he's off doing something amazing. Tucker Carlson did a great show, and I'll give you a gem from that show. Tucker Carlson came up with something beautiful. He said, you know, folks, you can't make this stuff up. The city of Miami is having a gun buyback. We all heard of these things. How stupid can you get? They somehow hornswoggle you into bringing in your defensive weapon and to sell it to the whatever idiots are doing the gun buyback. Would have to be a government agency, I assume. The only people doing these gun buybacks. So you bring your gun buyback in, your gun, and then they give you probably some pittance of the value of your weapon. And then you're supposed to go out of there feeling, what's that term they use? What is that term? Virtue signaling. I love that term. Virtue signaling. You can walk away from there. Maybe you should get a little sticker that goes on your shirt. I sold my guns. I turned in my guns. I'm wonderful. So then but get this. Okay, Miami's doing a gun buyback. Kelso, what's so remarkable about that? Nothing. Here's what's the part you can't make up. In their statement, Miami says, we're doing a gun buyback in order to raise money to send guns to Ukraine. This is, I'm not making that up. You Americans, you bring in your guns so that you won't have them to defend your family and home. And we'll get money for your guns and send it to Ukraine. Or maybe they'll send some of the guns themselves. You know, instead of melting the guns or sawing them up, maybe they're going to actually crate them up and ship them to Ukraine. Anyway, I thought that was great. That was a gem on Tucker. And I'm going to bring you a gem, but here we got a caller, Andy in Texas and Dr. Kelly in Northern California. We're going to go to both of you. I'm going to live up to my word. We're going to go to the callers first. But then after the callers, I want to go to one of our heroes who really impressed me today with what he wrote. And that was Wayne Allen Root, a great little short piece that I'll read to you. Whenever I can get these things read by the actual authors like Root or Carlson or Bannon, I'll get you the audio of other short of that. I'll just do my best reading as I did yesterday on the incredible 12-page Trump essay that we all enjoyed. Let's go to Andy in Texas. Andy, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Thank you, Kelso. I'm not a total bewildered Donald Trump fan, but I have seen so many things where he's fouled at. And how do you justify him allowing himself to have a January 6th, congregation of a bunch of people who think he got robbed, and then he's still the president for 19 days or 8, whatever, 14 days, and he doesn't pardon these people who supposedly are sitting in a gulag in Washington, D.C. How do you go on with Trump and his facilities if he's done that to his own people who came there to support him?
Okay. Now, let me see whether I've understood your question correctly. Your question is, why didn't Trump, in his remaining 14 days in office between January 6th and January 20th, why didn't he issue a pardon to all of the people there at January 6th at his rally?
Or some of them.
Okay. What? In other words, anybody he could pardon, you're saying?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I'll answer the question. It's a good question. Now, let's pretend you're Donald Trump, or I'm Donald Trump, or the listener is Donald Trump. So on January 6th, Donald Trump, who has just conducted the most magnificent, all of us who watched that rally, I was jumping out of my seat on the couch, pumping the air. It was such a beautiful rally. All the speakers were incredible. Donald Trump was magnificent. And the crowd, there may have been a million people there. It was such a beautiful moment. Now, Donald Trump got sucker punched. He got T-boned, as were all of us. We all got T-boned by the enemies, the people who organized, who sabotaged what Trump was leading that day. They instigated, I mean, they had FBI guys and Antifa people, and they had their people, their agents, breaking a few windows. They had their people opening the doors on the inside. This has now been seen. So, now, hang on. Stay with me, Andy, because I'm going to answer your question as succinctly as I can right after this break.
Gotcha, bro.
Okay.
Made hell, walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
We're back, folks. And during the break there, I was doing research for Andy in Texas on the question of pardons. You've asked a good question, Andy, and I'm looking at a complete list of all of the pardons from Donald Trump. This is at the New York Post website. And I'm going to answer your question as to why he didn't pardon, like in advance, all those people who might be indicted or harassed by the government that were there on January 6th. Well, the first reason is, who does he pardon? Who? Because the people that were indicted and rounded up and arrested and by the FBI and the feds, it hadn't been done yet. They were arresting people this week, 2 years later. They're still arresting people. Donald Trump, so to answer your question, Andy, he had no idea who to pardon. He had no idea that people, that there would be a witch hunt, a national roundup. He had no reason to know that that would happen, and he couldn't know against whom it would be directed.
Well, I guess that's, Kelso. Yeah,
yes, so that's you can't issue a pardon. In other words, if I've got 14 days left in office,
yeah,
I can't.
Kelso,
a pardon
Kelso,
has to be.
Kelso.
Yes, go
Come
ahead.
On, man. Saying? Come on, man. Really? Really? Okay, so what are you talking about? Let's talk about the January 6th
Hang on. Andy, you're making fun of me, and I'm not making fun of you. That's not nice.
No, I'm not making fun at all. Am I making fun? I'm not trying to make fun. That's not what I'm trying to do.
You're talking down to me.
No, I'm not. No. All I'm trying to do is tell you, when we look at the January 6th, whatever, the insurrection that they're calling and the stuff. Okay, so they're not showing you the four other people that got killed by the Capitol Police. They're only showing you that little woman who got shot, the Air Force
yes,
woman
I know.
Who
we
got shot
going
through the window.
Andy, you opened with a good question. Okay, you opened with a good question, and I want to get a solid answer to that question. I don't want to end with you making fun of me.
Well, let's go with it then.
Don't shift off. Hang on. Don't slide over to some other question.
I'm not sliding.
You said
let's go.
You were knocking Donald J. Trump because
no, I'm not knocking anybody. I just want the truth.
You are.
I just
Sorry.
Want the truth, Chief.
Yeah,
that's all I want.
You just want the truth. Okay, so let me go to this.
So give me some truth then.
Your question was, why didn't Donald Trump pardon people whose names he doesn't even have? Okay. And the answer is, okay, that's elementary. Okay. So your question is answered. He didn't do something wrong. He didn't show lack of character or courage because he didn't pardon people he couldn't pardon. Now, let me just for his an historical note, let me mention some of the people he did pardon. He pardoned a bunch of patriots. Of course, he has to be able to name these people, and he did. And these were wonderful pardons that he issued. I'm just going down the list here some more. He pardoned Joe Arpaio, Sheriff Joe of Maricopa County, Arizona. A wonderful, wonderful action. He did that in 2017. He pardoned Dinesh D'Souza in 2018. Another wonderful pardon of a huge patriot. And by the way, that pardon to D'Souza is surely part of D'Souza's ability to come back and be the enormous part of the MAGA movement he is now. He pardoned Bernie Kerik of New York. I think he was the police chief of New York. Another great one. He pardoned Roger Stone. And he pardoned General Mike Flynn. These were all huge. Oh, other pardons he issued. One to Steve Bannon. So Donald Trump's pardons were magnificent.
Mr. Kelso, come on, man. These are people who are prestigious people who have been in the news media. They've been around. They've been there. They've been this. These people that are sitting in the gulag in Washington, D.C., they don't have a name. And Donald Trump didn't give them a name. They didn't. Okay. He didn't do anything for these people. He had 14 days to say, hey, wait a minute. He could have pardoned them. He didn't do it. And now we have at least 900 people sitting in a gulag, and Donald Trump let them sit there. Are you okay with that? Really?
Okay, now, Andy, I like your new name. I like your new name for me. Mr. Kelso, come on, man.
I'll go with Mr. Kelso because I believe you're a
mister. You got to go, Mr. Kelso, come on, man. That's my new name with you. I expect that's how you'll address me. That's very good. Now,
I will address you as a respectful person.
I think you're a smart person. I think you're a smart person. In order to pardon somebody, you have to have a name. Donald Trump didn't have any name he could pardon on January 6th. The people who haven't been indicted, haven't been rounded up, nothing. He cares very deeply. And by the way, every day since January 6th, he's defended all of those people in the gulag. He cares more about them. Hey, Andy, come on, man. He cares more about them than you do.
No,
we're going to
didn't.
A break, folks. We'll come back. We'll come back with Dr. Kelly after this.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Biden continues to push for more gun laws. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Last night, President Biden addressed the nation to push Congress for more gun control laws. He said, "For God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept?" And he said, "Do something." Can't believe I'm about to say this, but I agree with Biden. We should do something. We should prosecute criminals and keep them in jail for their entire sentence. We should have armed police or security at all schools. We should enforce the gun laws already on the books. For example, prosecute people who lie on the FBI background check form. We should do everything we can to get more good guys with guns out visible in the public. We should fund our law enforcement and teach children to respect them again. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pacem, Parabellum.
And before we go to Dr. Kelly in Northern California, I just mentioned here that prompted by, what was that guy's name? Andy in Texas. And, you know, this is fun, folks. You're going to have plenty more of these. You are going to have, they're just sitting out there by their phones right now waiting to call into a Patriot radio show that supports Donald Trump. They're just waiting. They're drooling, waiting to knock Donald Trump. Now, I don't know whether these people are paid. I'm sure some of them are. Soros could easily fund a whole network of such people. And their assignment is sit by the radio and wait for a call-in show and then come in, stick the knife between the ribs, twist it a little bit, and start out your call by saying, "I'm a Trump supporter," and then stick in the knife. I'm sure there are a bunch of them that are paid. I'm sure there are some useful idiots who do it for free. They're out there. I've been doing this, let's see, how many years, 7 years or whatever, the Trump phenomenon. These people have been calling in throughout that entire period. And I'll tell you, I'm fine. You guys out there that want to call in, you get your paycheck from George Soros and so on, call in, because I will, you serve the ball to me. And the overhand smash that's going to come back across the net is going to go right through your racket. You want to play tennis with Kelso? Let's do it. All right. Let's go to Dr. Kelly. Now, here's the genuine 24-karat gold real deal. Dr. Kelly, thanks for calling.
Oh, dude, that was sweet. I have 3/4 really quick points. Point number one, people that whine and complain and murmur, we know what happened to them. The ground opened up and swallowed them and probably didn't even fart on her way out. Number two, the false arrests and imprisonments for the January 6th event did not begin until, I'm kind of guessing, 6 months after. What that is there's this fake statutory window for you to exercise your right to trial by jury, whatever, you know, and they just started swooping people up and picking them up. We have been let down by Stuart Rhodes releasing the database of the Oath Keepers, Oath Creepers, hence to get on to the so that he got off the no-fly list, and so he let down all of his members, who are wonderful peace officers, both active and retired. Point number three is a mass casualty event is where you have two or more lives lost in the same common disaster. There was a six-person mass casualty in Sacramento, and they did an disarmament in the form of a gun buyback for $50 a pop. And may I plug my show?
Sure. Go ahead, Dr. Kelly.
Okay. I do the Grand Jury Reawakening. It's at high noon on Saturday Central Time. And my opening song by Yngwie Johan Malmsteen is called Liar, and it talks about him sharing his art and his mind. Then I turn around, you stick a knife in my back, you think that you're clever, you know you're insane, your lies are not white, they are black. And back to Kelso.
Well, yes, and Dr. Kelly, the let me just, on your opening theme there, January 6th, and let me send this out to my good friend Andy in Texas. who isn't talking down to me. No, not at all. There has been no greater defender of the January 6th political prisoners. It was Donald Trump who has been calling them political prisoners from the very first arrest. Nonstop, no hesitation. He has had a full court response. And Donald Trump has been the best of anybody. He has shamed other politicians who stood back and held back in a cowardly fashion. So Donald Trump has led the charge with guys like Jim Jordan. So anyway, Dr. Kelly, it's one, you know, I love the calls of the true blue MAGA patriots like yourself. Those are so fun. And I actually don't mind the calls of people who want to take cheap shots at Donald Trump, because it offers a great opportunity to kind of shame them.
Yes, the art of the insult, part three, and you do it so well. And thank you again for your work, for your dedication. And I'm a MAGA, make Amazons great again. And the mafia calls me not Amazon nor Viking, but Amazon Viking. So get them, Kelso, and thank you, man.
Thank you, Dr. Kelly. Let's go to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, what's on your mind?
Hi, James.
Hey, now, by the way, Pat.
I'm almost
this is
sorry
nice.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What are you saying?
Well, it's kind of nice. Here you guys are from my Sunday show. Here you are. You found me. Good job, Pat. Now, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm almost sorry that Tom from Utah had us pray Andy out of a hospital stuck over there in Southwest Texas somewhere. Because now I say if it's not rerun, broadcast Andy now.
Oh, you never know. Now, the thing is, the names that people use and stuff, you know. And by the way, folks, when you call in, you can use any name you want. You can say you're from any place you want. I know the first time I called in a radio show at the beginning, many, many years, way so many years ago, my first call into a national show, I was so nervous about revealing where I was and who I was. I forget what name I used, and I said for my location, it was the United States. But I've matured since then. But folks, call in, and you can use any ID you want.
You have to be brave. You have to be brave because back in the day, we didn't want to talk too long because they triangled you. They'd be coming over with a helicopter.
Well, yeah. Now, here's one of the things I found, folks, this over the many years. There are some people, the really brave ones, who, like Peter Navarro, who was frog marched by the FBI a week ago in leg irons, folks. I'm just trying to imagine, what does a leg iron look like? This is a 72-year-old brilliant scholar, brilliant man, who was a right-hand man of Donald Trump. The FBI arrested him as he's getting on a plane. Obviously, he's paid for the ticket. No, he doesn't get to get on the plane. The FBI doesn't contact his attorney, doesn't call him. He lives right next door to the FBI building on Pennsylvania Avenue. No, they don't do that. They arrest him. There is no charge. There's nothing. Peter Navarro has done nothing. He simply said, I refuse the subpoena from the January. Here we go to January 6th again. The January 6th fake committee, the unselect committee, as Donald Trump identifies them, led by Liz piece of garbage Cheney and these other slobs. But Peter Navarro said, no, I'm not going to comply with your subpoena. Now, that's a matter to be adjudicated. If they want to attempt to file an action against Peter Navarro, they have no grounds or basis for that. But you contact Peter Navarro's attorney. You talk about it on the phone. You don't arrest, only in a police state. And folks, this is the frightening thing about where we are. And us little guys like me and like Pat and the rest of us on the show, we don't have to worry about the FBI frog marching us in leg irons. Not yet. But when they can do that to a distinguished gentleman who's never been committed any offense or crime of any kind in his life, they can put him in handcuffs and leg irons at Reagan National Airport. This is KGB stuff. This is Chinese Communist Party stuff. This is North Korea. And the FBI has become a North Korean agency. We have to stop it. We have to stop this. But Pat, anyway, it's good to hear from you.
Let me tell you what I think about Trump. First of all, there was a preacher who would go 2 hours listing all the things that he had done. And people say, he hasn't done anything. Well, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. And the other thing is, at first, I didn't want him. I voted for Ted Cruz in the beginning. But God straightened me up. And I started listening. I mean, I would just start to put something on the chat room. And before I could even send it, he was talking about it. Now, that only one thing does that, and that's the Holy Spirit. So the man is real. And if somebody says, oh, well, what we just did is we just sat down and grabbed a beer, put our feet up, and let him run everything. Well, you didn't get that beer from him, because he tells you on video that his dad warned him right away, or somebody, uncle, I think he may have had somebody who drank, and he said, never take a drink. And he doesn't. He hasn't drunk anything.
He doesn't drink. You said something very true. Trump is real. And the part of the power of what he has done and continues to do is Donald Trump says now, because he's been a president, and does what all of us patriots are thinking. He says what we're thinking, and he does what we have only wished and hoped would be done. So thank you, Pat. Thank you, as always. I'm glad to hear you on the new show format. Let's go to Charlie in Florida. Charlie, are you there?
Hello. Let me take this off of speakerphone real quick. I actually agree with you on the about Trump. He couldn't have pardoned anybody that hadn't been convicted. And that's why those people are still sitting up there, and no, they haven't been charged with anything. They knew that when they if they had charged him when he was president, he could have pardoned them. But they didn't charge him on purpose. So right. I agree with you there. But
hang on to your point. Hang on to your next point. Okay, go ahead. Before you go to your next point, let me add in that the strongest person for the January 6th political prisoners has been, would you agree, Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your
Do you know who Marjorie Taylor Greene is? Do you know who Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman from Northwest Georgia?
Yes.
Uh-huh. From the Chickamauga area. Okay, she's gone into the prison, gone into their cells, met with the political prisoners. She has been their champion. She is on fire for the January 6th political prisoners. And guess who her closest buddy, her closest friend, who brings her up to the podium? Guess who says, come on up here, Marjorie, tell the people what's going on. He brings her up to the podium to speak. And she loves this man, and she is his biggest booster. That man, who has brought her up to the podium multiple times, is Donald John Trump. Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene are peas in a pod. So anybody that's, you know, a doubting Thomas or wants to take pot shots at Donald Trump, realize a person that'll be that will answer you quite volubly is Marjorie Taylor Greene. But now go to your next point you were going to develop.
Oh, okay. But I got to tell you, Andy is a regular caller on the shows. He's a good guy. He calls in a lot. I have actually corrected him on that issue before a long time ago. But some people just don't want to hear it. But no, the point I'm making is. You seem a little defensive, and I can understand that because you're new. It's a new show. But, Andy, I don't think in any way was disparaging you in any way, just my personal opinion. Now,
okay, but if I address you, if I go, Charlie, Mr. Charlie, come on, man. Okay, but by the way, that's Biden's famous quote. Come on, man. But you know that is very disparaging. But listen, hey, I'm thick-skinned, and talk about I'm new at this. I've been doing it continuously, nonstop. I've been on the radio for 20 years, so I'm not new to this. And I've been before that not on the radio. I've been in this fight. I'm 74, and I've been in the fight for 60 years. So now that's interesting. You mentioned that Andy is a good guy and he calls into a lot of shows. But if you're still listening, let me tell you a responsibility that all of us have. I began this show by saying it's very important to win. And it's very important for all of us if we're part of the team. My theme here is assembling our team. Who's on our team? We're in a war. We know who our General Patton is. It's Donald Trump. So we each have a role. We each have a position here in this battle. So, you know, if you're in a war and you're in an army, your very first thing out of your mouth shouldn't be what you think is wrong with General Patton. That's not a good idea. That doesn't help the army. That doesn't help the cause. If Donald Trump is your leader, and if you actually admire him, Andy, then think of something nice to say. You know, don't rummage through your mind to try to find whatever burr you have under your saddle and open with that. That's not the way you win. We've got to win. So your responsibility, Andy, is to help us if this is what you want to do. And if you're right, Charlie, that this is a good guy, if what you want is for us to win, help us win. You know, Alex Jones has a promo piece where he does that. He has a negative caller that calls in, and all of you have heard this, where he goes, the negative caller says, you know, Mr. Jones, I hear you, and all you're doing is complimenting yourself. You're just bragging. But then Jones comes back to him. He says, Frank, I need your help, Frank. I need your help. We're in a war. So Alex Jones doesn't need some guy to call up and knock him that you're bragging too much. You know, come on. You know, no. What can all of you out there, there's something you can do to help not nitpick or take pot shots at somebody. And I appreciate you, Charlie. Well, now, let me give the microphone back to you.
I just don't think he was really taking any pot shots. Now, that's my opinion.
Yes, he was. Yes, opinion. He was. Because he was saying Donald Trump doesn't care about the political prisoners. That's not just a pot shot. He's attacking Donald Trump's character. He's saying Donald Trump is a worthless scumbag. That's what he said with that sentiment. He is saying Donald Trump is a worthless scumbag who will turn his back on political prisoners. That is an atrocious
I don't believe he did.
Calumny.
There's a lot of people on the network that
I heard it with
that,
my own ears. Charlie, I heard it with my own ears.
Oh, I know. I know what he believes.
But Charlie, we're out of time.
I'm just saying I don't believe it, you know.
Okay, gotcha.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I just kind of wanted to pick up for him a little bit.
All right. Thank you, Charlie. Folks, we're out of time. We didn't get to James in Vancouver, and he was going to have a good call. I apologize, James. Oh, we're just going to break. James, you're on right after the break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Here, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it.
If you want to get it, you got to end with it.
Place to do my thing.
Hey, you know what? I'll tell you, Merle would be the first to say it. Now, I'm thinking, if he were still alive, he's looking down on us now. I'm sure he's composing a song up there with a theme, something like this. You can take your experimental, untested gene therapy vaccine and shove it. He would not be getting that thing. James in Vancouver, what's on your mind?
Good evening. Just to gently correct everybody, Nixon got a pardon before a conviction. He was pardoned all the way from May of 68 until he left office.
But not, he was time. Not. But you have to be indicted. So you can't get a pardon.
He wasn't indicted either. He wasn't indicted. They were out to impeach him, but they never got the indictment.
Well, okay. Well, you may know more than I do.
I don't blame
Donald
Trump.
Now, James, go to something. Go to something that's on your mind now. I
was going to get to Donald Trump. The guy was harassed and threatened. That's why he wasn't able to get things done. So he didn't get it all done. So.
Okay, you're right. You're half right. He was harassed and threatened, but he did get things done. And yes.
I'm talking about this January 6th thing and other things. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
I mean, people were sabotaging him.
He is the most harassed man on earth, and he said it in recent rallies that he's appeared. He has said, "I am the most harassed, investigated, besieged person on earth," and that is true. That's a simple fact. There are more.
So much.
The communists who run this country have more attorneys, more hundreds of them, working with unlimited budgets in the Southern District of New York, in Washington D.C., working they have taken from Donald Trump millions of documents, millions illegally. They have bugged him. They have spied upon him. And you know what? They have come up with nothing. They don't even have spitting on the sidewalk. They have nothing against Donald Trump. And he's up to that. He knows he's in a war. He knows it's not fair. But he's going to fight and win anyway. And we don't endure even a tiny fraction of what this heroic man endures. The least we can do is stick with him, stay in the formation, shoulder to shoulder, and move forward and win.
Yeah, and the upshot of it is he's still fighting as we speak.
And he'll still be fighting tomorrow when we meet up again here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thank you, James, always. I'd love to hear from you. We'll see you all again, same time, same station, tomorrow night.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.